holding in Das Teresh, our Shlishi, Perites. We're holding in by the three dots, the page Reish Pei. If Oisik came Zechel Teresh, so we're slowly but surely moving through this quote from the Morning Shabbos. Eventually says, in Moisek came in Zechel Teresh, Shnitla v'yamin. So this idea of chidud, which we said before, al dvar emes and al ba'an veitzedek, that he's doing it the shem shemayim, not because of gaiva. So zeichem, he'll be zeichem to turn. So zeichem will leuk megirsa. Amol lahasik zeichel shaltera v'yizkel l'tera atzim. So he worked to understand what the seichel, what the, how to understand this appropriately. The person will give him a siyata d'shmai to understand it. He'll get Torah. Amosh Rabbeinu Olam Shalom Amar Chazal Shri Hoya Loimen Torah U'mashach Echa Ashtin Loik B'lamatan More in the door. Harei HaTorah Hoya Yisad Lamala Mitiba Shal Moshe Rabbeinu Olam Shalom Ashtin Loik B'lamatan Nos No Loik. Okay. So the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu is forgetting it, because the human being's ability to absorb the emes of Torah is limited. We are limited beings vis-a-vis the emes of Torah. So what happened? So Bershom gave it to him as matan. What does that mean? That the Bershom made it, that it's, he, as it were, took Moshe Rabbeinu and raised his madriga up to that, that it makes sense for Torah to be absorbed in him. So that's what the Mor is saying, that is Zechel Atara, which the Mor refers to, is referring to as Lupe Girsa. The Mor says the Moshel by David Melch was Zeicha to Lukhmi Girsa, to Mechavli, to the Halacha, and Lukhmi Girsa.
Lukhmi Girsa means to remember your learning.
Lukhmi Girsa means to be able to maintain it, yeah. Okay. So there's a certain so he's understanding that the Kuda is not that it's just like this, it's a matanami b'chutz. Betzim, you're not right for it, but you'll get it anyway. The point is, the person is going to make a shidduch. So how you make a shidduch when it does the, so you have to raise up one of the parties. So he raises the human being up to the point where the Torah will naturally make fit into him. Okay. Yeah. Behold, the show on Shant Alexandria is Yeshua, and I said, all of them, Yechta. So he asked him, like, what do you do to become a Talmud Chacham? Abraham, Yarbim Yeshiva, Mimat Bishara. Spend your time learning. We see many people who try that and it doesn't work. He puts out a meal for the members of the palace. So all of the servants, everybody gets food, but he only shares some of the food, which is the king's own food, to the one that he loves. Go back to that line. The Mor says, "My kamash belong." So then, what was his original statement? So Rashi explains. So the Mor's question was: so if the main thing is rachamim, so what was his first answer? Our answer is the Habalai Habalai Sagya. You can daven all you want, but it's only going to work if the person also is Yabri Yeshiva Maipishar. But now the point, that's the point that the Rebbe wants to get to is Rashi Shom Chach Mashiach Oyva Shel Mokim Nitna Lahem Mipiv. It says Kishtam Yishiv Yitain Chach Mipiv Dasu Tuna. So the Das, so the true understanding of Torah, the Das of the Tuna, that comes Mipiv of Kadosh Baruch. So that's the mashal that the Melech gives to the one that he loves from his own food. That's mamash from his own mouth. The one that. The Chach Mashiach those who love Kadosh Baruch Hu is given to them Ilham Mipiv Lomi Yitzarach. So it's given from the direct emanation of Kadosh Baruch Hu's being. But your speech is that which comes out of you. So everything comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the Mershon made certain things where, as it were, it goes through a process, and there's things which come directly out of the emanation of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's where the Chokhmah comes from, directly out from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's we can understand that the Bershom gave us in the Talmud Lakim the ability to understand Torah. That's what Talmud Lakim is. It's a parable to go to the border. Is there such a thing should make sense? Russia made our seichel, that our seichel is able to absorb Torah, understand Torah. So the Gemara is bringing this pasuk that it's not shaykh. You can be marbi yeshiva and it's not going to work. It's only shaykh that the Bershom decides to give it to you. So it's a direct act of from a Kadosh Baruch Hu directly to the person. We should know, you see somebody who has the ability to be able to have a clarity of understanding of Torah. You should understand the reason why he was given that, the Bershom gave him a matan. And that came with something. Okay. Now the next part is it's going to sound very literal. Okay. Ready? Now I get rumors. I want to say something very clear over here. Yedius Hashas, he advekes b'kadosh baruch. The vehicle advekes b'kadosh baruch. The person who gave us is called Shas. Knowing Torah Shabbat Peh.
Which one?
And knowing it, not having read it, but the person who knows Shas, he's learned through Shas and he understands Shas and he got what the words are saying. That's the vehicle a human being was given to connect his creator. That's the highest level of shleimus a human being can reach. Not everybody gets it. This ability to have the clarity of understanding what the Torah is saying is siyata nishmaya. It's not the pshat is I do my part and the Bershom does his part. The whole thing is siyata nishmai. But the harvanya that I do, the marba b'yeshiva, makes me the kli which the Bershom will then give the siyata nishmai to. So So now he wants to explain what that means. Okay. That he has created a relation with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, closeness, which has become to the point where it fits naturally. Let's picture the Baki B'Shas. Shas is Dershow Pez there to clarify the Tari Mitzvah. So we went through all of the details of every one of the Tari Mitzvahs in Shas. They want to make sure that the Torah will be kept appropriately for all generations to come. So they set up Tekanos and Gezeris. Without Shabbos, Masechta Shabbos, Shabbos wouldn't be Shabbos. Shabbos, Bir, Halamates Malachas. It's clarifying what the Lamates Malachas are with all of the Sugyas HaGemar. Halachas Shmuz, Begidrei Muksa, all of the Serb Rabbanim are all clarified there. Hebechalas Derma Masechta. So, Komash and Isgal on the Rotzen Hashem. Yinehu Lefaneinu. So, human beings only the Bakers and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is by connecting to Ratzon Hashem. But what is Ratzon Hashem? To keep the Tari Mitzvah. Where is that clarified and expressed? In Shas. That's what Shas is. The Gemara is clarifying every prat with a tiefkeit and with a precision. And then Umashi Shira Hashmaita, after we've learned all the hilchos, that which we need to understand about the mitzvahs in the world of the Machshava, Boha Gadata Umamalata, the Gadata Gemara comes and fills that in. Makuba Magra, Zichel Brah, Boha, Kaylacha Soid, Machokmas, the Kabbalah, Shana Ramas, Magata, the Mashem Shas. Everything in the Kabbalah is found in Shas.
We use sugar all the way.
Alamai, what? We don't know how to find it. That's our problem. The Batsim, all of it's there. Mabalki because that. Yudei Tzurah Shabbos, Mr. Sabbat Azari, he knows what the Torah meant, what Shabbos is supposed to look like. He knows what a Azari is. Tzurah Shal Shmiras and Zelkin, he knows what it means and how to be careful about the Zikin. Mishal Yisuri Macholas Azuris. Mizurah Kolamai. So, and he's Ukri Girsa means he has all of it available to him. Rebbe means the man is like Halacha L'Maisa. He met his brewer of the Einov who Makai Maisa. He has a clarity in the Ratzon of Kadosh Baruch. So that he's able to fulfill it appropriately, and he's able to through that vehicle understand exactly what the Rosh Hashanah wants from him. He understands what the Rosh Hashanah is expecting from man. He's understanding what the relationship which we have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu is. Okay. So that's what he means when he says, so it's not solicitous anymore. Right? It makes a lot of sense. Right? But in other words, what if we understand that the purpose of all of Shas is to clarify what the Rosh's message to Klal Yisrael, what he wants, how he wants them to act, what he wants them to do, what he wants them to think. So knowing, understanding all of Shas, which means to be able to take it into with a clarity of understanding it to the point of knowing what to do with it. So that's you class Shas was the vehicle for the beer of Ratzon Hashem. It's interesting. We don't want Shas like this. In Rebbe Alban
Michele Beis, when he goes through how to learn Gemara, she has one of the nicest descriptions of how to learn Gemara that I've ever seen. Came from Mashkiach. Right, he talks about the point of working through the sugya very clearly, so you understand every single, every habamina, every maskana, what the habamina assume, how the maskana changed it, and the Gemara and Rashi and Tosfos, and thinking it all through to the point that you hit on most of the kashas that the Mishra is asking. At least the Mishra, you should be asking those questions. And then chazering multiple times, and then taking that into the world of learning that into the world of halacha. Parsha has a way to remember it. Parsha has a way to see the thought process of the Gemara all the way through into how it's supposed to affect you. That's a clarity of understanding of Gemara. It's not a vehicle to learn halacha. It's a clarity. If a person doesn't see that the final understanding of the Gemara is to be translated into a reality, in many Gemaras, some of the Gemaras are Kachim or Hilchos of the Mashiach, but there's also a Maskana. So we're missing an understanding of what Gemara is. Rashid one time said this aura a little bit differently. That he once, well, most of them came to him, like he's worried about, his Erlich, and he says, I'll say, you should learn through Chashem Mishpat with the Sma and the Shach, and the Ksos and the Nesivos. Halacha l'mais. So, I don't recall. The person asked the Sheba or somebody else that heard of the story asked the Sheba, like, so is loveless. What the yes, the only way you can really understand what the halacha of Shulchan Aruch is by understanding the lovelies. So lovelies is not divorced from halacha. Like in our society, we've created this artificial barrier. There's a lamdanim with no shaykhs to halacha. And many times the bali halacha no shaykhs to lovelies. They just learn it very dry, etc. Rashiva told me multiple times you cannot learn halacha like that. The only way you can truly learn halacha and understand and have a clarity in halacha is by understanding the lamas of the sugya and the lamas of the Rishonim, and then you understand what they're saying and why they're saying it, what exactly they understand, and you can understand how the halachas become, instead of being halachas akuras, halachas which are akur, they can't produce anything more than just knowing that piece of information. It gives you understanding where you can apply the halacha to all the new scenarios which you didn't know are not explicitly written out in Shas, but the clarity of how to possible cases is there if you understand what the more really means to say, which i.e. the lumbus, which is there. So it says to truly paskin you have to know the lumbus. But that idea that you have lamdanim, so in Europe is interesting. For the most part, the rebbeim of the talmidim were the rabbanim of the cities. Each rav had a yeshiva. These are people who were paskin halacha l'maisa. They also were talmidim chachamim on how to learn shas. And it wasn't like a separation between the two. Rashiva told us the smicha b'chinah tells. The Venuta Rav gave the smicha b'chinah. The smicha b'chinah was you'd go to Venuta and sit in Venuta, a little dinky settler. You talk learning with him throughout Shas and throughout Shatalachal Shulchan Aruch for 3 days. And you see that you thought your thought process was richting. You had to learn about Gemara richting. And he said you understood halacha. He would give you smicha. So it's 3 days, an average of 10 to 12 hours a day you spoke to him learning throughout Shas and throughout Shatalachal Shulchan Aruch. You got smicha. It wasn't just Dalchel Shachanar. It was the Shas part. What is the Shas part? The Shas part was an integral part of understanding Allah. Okay.